Blog Talk Radio.
Joy Brown for the Passage to First TV video. Thank you again for joining us today. We're so happy that we're able to meet you again at this time at 3 o'clock Pacific time. So wherever you are, you do have an opportunity to join in into our talk show. Again, this is your host, Joy Brown, but you can call me Joy in the House. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I've invited some special people to come on the line, but I didn't just publicize it and say who it is, because today my topic I'm dealing with is a little different than we have. But of course, we know that Punch TV Studio, which is our company, is an American production and broadcasting company committed to producing unique, high-quality films and television program, our contents, through our state-of-the-art production studio. And our core business model is to license, distribute our contents to broadcasters and distributors all over the world, kind of like Time Warner does. But the studio consists of syndication, production, broadcasting network, merchandising, licensing, and music. We are still offering the stock to accredited investors. You know, investors are people that actually have invested before, large quantity, buying shares, so that it's still open to you. And we want you to feel free to give us a call and let us know, I want to be invested. Of course, our website is www.punchtvstudios.com. Our CEO, Joseph Collins. But we have made some tremendous progress in the IPO with the public supporting us. And I just want to say thank you. But today, what I want to talk about is how to live your dream. How do you come to the place where you want to finish at the goal line? You started something. You started thinking about what you wanted to do. Some of us, even as little children, dreaming about things that we wanted to do, but you're finding that you're coming into some roadblocks. And maybe what it is, some things are hindering you. And of course, we all are familiar what fear does. It stifles you. It's just like when I'm often reminded about some drivers on the road when they're traveling, going from city to city, and when they're coming on those long back roads in the woods on the East Coast, coming through major cities. They come across deers, and they have signs on the road to tell you, watch out for deers. But the deer is watching out for you. But he's startled, he's frightened when he sees headlights coming and he's trying to cross the road. So he's trying to position himself to get across to the other side, and the driver is just looking, anticipating that there is a possibility of something, of a deer coming out of nowhere. So he has to be prepared to quickly adjust his speed to avoid from hitting or actually killing that deer. The deer is just like you on your road, and you are trying to get to the other side, but the bright lights, the things of life shining in your face, it startles you. It makes you want to be apprehensive about, should I go or should I stop? And so you stay on the sideline and you keep looking and you're trying to figure out how I'm going to get to the other side of my possibility or my dream. What do I do next? So you are at a point where you are just frozen. You're frozen in time. You're frozen in your thoughts. And what's the move that I next should take? Well, this is how it is when that deer gets across. He's smart. He's beautiful. He's been wandering in these woods for a long time. So he's not like really, he can be called, I guess, a novice at times, but he's fresh off the block. He's accomplished some things. He's probably seen some of his friends, and I would call them friends, get hit. Trying to travel, trying to get across. But the noise is distracting him. The horn blowing, the cars coming through. So he doesn't know what to do. But one thing about it, we know, some of them get hit because they took a chance. You're going to have to learn to know you might get hit and going after your dreams and going to pursue what you always wanted to do. And a hit is not always just a little startle. It might startle you. It might keep you from going forward to the next place for a while, because the hits are always going to be something that you was not prepared for. Then you got to get up again, and you got to go through that walk, and you got to get your mind, you got to shake it off some things that may have happened to you that kept you. You got to shake it off maybe a failure that you had before you, when you first started. I know what I'm saying, because there's some things now that I'm having to shake off, you know, because I was hindered from things that happened in my life. It's almost, I was thinking about when I'm pursuing now the things that I believe that are in my divine will for my life. I remember just traveling around when I was younger, getting on planes, checking to hotels, getting a rental car, you know, going to pursue speaking engagement for places that were open to me, arriving there, someone greeting me there, taking me to the hotel, checking in, getting a call, okay, Evangelist Joy or Prophetess Joy, we're going to be picking you up at 6 o'clock. The service starts at 7:30. And the adrenaline and the excitement of arriving at the place where I was to speak at. But now I got to pump myself up or charge myself up now to go for the gusto to deliver a message to people I never seen before. It's never heard me. But I had to be ready. As Les Brown said, I was hungry. You got to be hungry for the things that you want to achieve in life. And then I heard someone else say, there got to be a burning sensation in the pit of your belly that you cannot deny, that you got to go after. Otherwise, you sit there and you won't move. You won't pursue and go after that what God has given you. Everybody has gifts that God has given you, and you need to tap into your inner spirit and find out what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. What is it that I love doing that people want to see me do? That's powerful. It's something you have that somebody is waiting on you to do it. I'm reading something, and it says, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. Do you want your next year to be like this year, or is it something that you're doing now to change what you're doing? Because if you're not changing your patterns, you're not doing something different to get a different result, guess what? Whatever you've done this year is going to happen next year, and that'll be nothing. You'll be no really closer to your goal than you anticipated with the expectations that I didn't even prepare myself. I didn't do absolutely nothing different that I've been doing. You got to shake that thing off of you, and you got to walk into your destiny with knowing I can do this. That was Albert Einstein said that. And then Kristen Simpson says, thinking without action is pointless. Action without thinking is disastrous. Wow, he was a world-class professional coach. Socrates, the quality of a person's life will always be in direct proportion to the quality of the questions they are willing to ask themselves. A great philosopher, are you willing to challenge yourself mentally to get into the game? And if just figure it out as you go. Don't think that everything you're doing, you're going to know once you get there, because you're not. Just like I was thinking about my life as I was growing and began to go into my desired field. Well, motivational speaker, you know, call it what you want. Motivating people, inspiring people to live a righteous life. Inspiring people to trust God for the ability that he's given you. Inspiring people to live by faith and not by sight. Inspiring people to, what the Bible says, faith without works is dead. You know, you say, I have faith, but he said, okay, you got faith. Where's your work? Show me something. And you're saying, I haven't done nothing to show that I have faith in you, God. That means he's saying, well, the Bible says it is impossible. It is impossible. You can't even do it to please God without faith, that he that cometh to God must first believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, consistently seeking with all your heart, all your soul, believing that what he has given you, he's able to complete it. Oh, he has so much trust in you. Why don't you trust him? Live your dreams. Live your dreams. Don't compromise what you say you want to do. Don't compromise what you see in yourself for nothing, but live it out to the fullest that someone may be blessed by what you have been given. You know, sometimes I don't have a clue as to what I want to do, but you have something in you that's telling you to move out. But procrastination say, wait, not today. Well, if that's the case, you're not fulfilling you're not coming up to your fullest potentials and what God has created you to do. You're not doing it. I had an occasion to speak to some people on this month, and where I'm going to take you today about what God has shown me and some of the things. And this is your host, Joy Brown, but I just wanted to help you today and show you something that I think we all have maybe possible overlooked, to figure out how do we get out of the situation that we're in? How do we move into the places of where we're supposed to be? How do we taste the fullness of our life? How do we go through every day receiving our benefits daily? He said he loadeth you with benefits. Daily he gives you mercy. How do we take advantage of that? Well, Matthew 6, and 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto who? You. You're the person he's talking to. Stop putting other people in a place where you should be. I know you're consistently helping people, doing the things they want to do, and sometimes we get stuck in that place of helping other people to achieve the things that they want to, because we get scared when it's time for us to make that U-turn or make that turn, get off of that lane, and then go into the area where God has called you to go. Everything that you've done has helped you to prepare yourself for what you're supposed to be doing. Every job, every relationship, every sickness or challenge that you have, it just piled up in a place looking for you to grab it and tell somebody how you overcame, how you came out being successful. It didn't hold me back. And I'm standing here today to let you know that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be telling somebody what are some of the victories that you have out of coming through the storm, coming through the rain, so you can help somebody that needs to walk over that bridge that you were scared to walk over. You're supposed to help somebody get onto this train and go to their next stop and help them understand, I was afraid too. I didn't know where I was going, but I had a destination, but I got off on the wrong stop, and it took me all off my course. But today, I'm back. I'm back to the place where I'm supposed to be, and I feel good about it. I feel great about it. Oh, you are somebody's stepping stone to their dreams. But you got to really push it and find yourself. This is the Bible said, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present to him a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind. Get back into the game of life. And put your sword up enemy's face and tell him, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And when the enemy comes against me like a flood, that the Holy Spirit will lift up a standard against him. Put your sword up in his face. When I say in his face, who is it? What is it that's holding you back from doing what you were called to do? Is it you talking yourself about things you can't do, or I don't know how to do it? Have you listened to the voices of the naysayers of saying there's no way? Cut them off. Cut them out of your ear. And don't listen. Say, hi, how you doing? Glad to talk, glad to hear from you, but I'm on my way to a business opportunity. I'm on my way to take care of some business. I'm in the middle of something that's very important. I'm going to call you back, but I don't know when. You don't have to say you're going to call him back. I'm going to call you back, but I don't know when, because right now I'm on a very important journey, and I will let nothing hold me back. I'm talking to you today to live your dreams. Find it in your heart to commit to yourself that you're going to do what you have set out to do, and that's be true to yourself. Understand why you're here and put yourself in the motion. But I have It's so funny. I was thinking and talking to myself because I have a grandson, and on his birthday, you know, his 16th birthday, he went to Six Flags in Texas, and I flew in to be there. I didn't fly in to go on no roller coaster, but I flew in to be in his presence, to be there of him enjoying his 16th birthday. And I was watching him and his friends, you know, watching my son, just the excitement of being there. I thought about something. I used to be one of those young people that like to go to the theme. We call them theme park, the entertainment parks, get on the roller coaster, and the anticipation of just waiting in the line. Now, if it's on a hot day or one of those holidays where you go and you wait in the line and it's going inch by inch, no, you're not even drinking water. You're dehydrated in a sense, but the energy of everybody in line waiting to get on a, I don't even know how fast it goes. I don't know how many minutes the roller coaster is, but, you know, they like to go on the biggest and the baddest roller coaster. So we're standing in line with friends and family waiting inch by inch, and the closer you get, the more exciting it gets because now it's going to be my turn. So I would get up to the front. You know, there's like no turning back, really, in your mind. You can't be a chicken. You got to get on. If you walk that far to where you're supposed to, you know, to have a ride, you can't turn around and say, I can't get on. I can't get on. I'm scared because they're going to put you on. Come on. You have people in the back. Come on, get on, get on, get on. It's fun. It's fun. So you walk on there with the people that you're with, your family and your friends, and you get on the roller coaster. They snap you down, lock you in there. And then once that roller coaster begins to click and come off that track, there is no turning back. I advise you that if you're really trying to get in a place where you really need to find your niche, you better get on that ride because you're getting ready to do something that has never happened to you before. So you know the ride, it goes up, click, 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 all the way up the track and to a high point. And that's okay. You can take that because you haven't begun to go into the elements of what this thing is getting ready to do. And as it goes up and it curves around the corner, then it swoops up, it picks up speed. You got to pick up momentum to get through this thing. And it picks up speed. And the next thing you know, you're at the top of the track. All you can see is what's on the ground and the dip that is going to take you through. But you can't even get off. You can scream as loud as you can. There might be somebody that's going to hear you, but they can't even help you. And then you're looking at the person next to you. They're smiling. Maybe they can take this. They've been on it a couple of times, so they know this is just a ride. I'm enjoying this. Then you need to enjoy the ride of your success and get on that ride to where you're going. Meet those challenges that are going to come your way. Hey, guess what? I'm talking to me. You have to talk to yourself sometime to get yourself to where you're trying to go. There are people that are there. There are people that are at the finish line waiting for you to come through. I'm reading a handbook that I met someone at Les Brown Academy School. I took a trip, and I met someone. And
it says, I'm going to read it, it says, live your dreams. This is from an Academy for Leadership Abilities. And it says, as Nike commercial says, there is no finish line. The Law of Expansion by Robert J. Kurzweil and Lewis Patter. Says we don't have a clue as to what people's limits are. All the tests, stopwatches, and finish lines in the world can't measure human potential. When someone is pursuing their dreams, they go far beyond what seems to be their limitations. The potentials that exist within us is limitless and largely untapped. When you think of limits, you create them. Since growth always increases your capacity, the only way to increase your capacity internally is to change the way you approach personal growth. Learning more information is not enough. You must change how you think, and you must change your actions. Since most experts believe people typically use only 10% of their brain. Think about that. If that is not true, then the average person has huge capacity for improvement. So how do we tap into the unused 90%? We do that by changing the way we think, by changing what we do. And here's what Russ Tippett did. Let me tell you who Russ is. Russ Tippett. Russ told a story about him, and I met him on last week, he and his wife, Cindy, and he's a very interesting guy. I'm going to have to bring him on the talk show and talk about him, because this is one of his their books that they gave me on teaching youth about leadership, personal growth skills, and series. And it says, my name is Russ Pat Tippett. That's T-I-P-P-E-T-T. He says, I am 75 years old. I am an author, a musician, a storyteller, a world traveler, an amateur historian, an amateur genealogist, a long-distance river tracker, a Native American trail researcher, and a motivational teacher. He said, I am proud to be a lifelong resident of Appalachia, Ohio, born in Athens, reared in the village of Chauncey, with the exception of a 3.5-year stint with Uncle Sam, have lived, reared a family, been awarded bachelor's and master's degree, and earned a comfortable living in Appalachia. That's Russ Tippett. And so what Russ was telling me one day, well, let me take a commercial, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell you what Russ told me. I'm going to get a commercial right here, and then I'm going to tell you what Russ told me.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is He that is within you than He that is in the world.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas, but do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the Filmmakers Group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Okay, thank you. This is the Pastors for Punch TV Studios with your host, Joy Brown. And today I'm talking about live your dreams. I was so blessed to meet a couple this week, Cindy Batten and her husband, Russ Tippett. And I met them, and I was telling them about a dream that I have and mentoring young men with my son, because and talking to about leadership. I know you say, oh, well, how do you know? Everybody has something great in them that they haven't even yet explored. You have potentials of doing great things, and you have not even yet begin to tap into it. So as I was talking to this couple, and that's what you really need to do. You need to get out and network and talk to people, because you never know who you're going to meet, what relationships you're going to establish to get you to where you need to go. Some people already have books that you need for you to start your business. Some people already have the information that you need to get you on your way, but you've been frightened. You've been frightened by life, by situations that have happened in your life. But I was telling you about this book that I have and the people that wrote it, Russell K. Tippett and Cindy S. Braddon, and I want to be able to get these books into your hand so you could show them to your youth, because that's what it's for, teaching youth how to bring out the potential leadership. But Russ was an interesting guy, along with his wife, Cindy. And he shared a story with me when he was a child with his grandmother. And he was saying that the place where he's living now, his grandmother took him there, and I think he was nine. He was young, and they had a picnic. And he says that right now, that same place that he's built his home on is the same place that his grandmother took him when he was a child. That's where he said he wanted to build his home. Now, that is awesome to me. That's a very, very deep understanding of your dreams, understanding how your words are so powerful that it comes to pass. When you speak things out of your mouth and you believe it in your heart, it already began to circumvent. It already began to come your way. You are the vehicle to your dreams. You are the very essence of what God is trying to bring out, and you keep running from you. You're not running from anyone else. You're running from that voice inside of you is saying, okay, let's go climb this mountain. Let's go deep diving. You say, I don't even like water. I don't even like climbing, you know. I'm afraid of heights. But whatever it is that you're running from, you are the only person that can take you to that place. And, of course, when you start desiring it, it's going to come. It's going to come your way. But when I met this guy, very, very knowledgeable, very just full of life. And I said, he's 72 years old. But he was telling me about some things that he did. And it says, who is Russ Tippett? Someone once said, when you stop dreaming, you start dying. I never have stopped dreaming, and I'm surely not stopping now. That's what he said. If you're saying in your mind, I'm too old now, if you're already past 40 or past 50 or past 60, and you're saying, the dreams I had, I'm too old, then you have shortchanged yourself, because that's a lie. But it says, I, Russell Kent Tippett, born 21st of June 1942, have always been a mover and shaker and a very big dreamer. At age 12, I knew that I wanted someday to travel the full length of the Ohio River by boat, be a game warden, and live at High Point on the rim of the world near Blue Oak Lake State Park in Morgan County, Ohio. In 2004, I traveled the full length of the Ohio River by boat and was an Ohio game protector, a game warden, for 11.5 years, and for 34 years have lived at High Point. I grew up in the southeastern Ohio, Athens County, village of Chauncey, a Boy Scout of America, Troop Number 78, which I earned the rank of star, helped keep my interest in the outdoors. During my high school years, senior high school years, I served as a senior patrol leader for the regional contingent that participated in the 1960 National Jamboree for Scouts at Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is a guy that had a dream at age 12 of what he's seen himself doing, and he did it. Not early on in life, but later on in life. And it says, I, Russ Tippett, at age 71, cannot emphasize enough just how much I understand that our Lord has blessed me with a fantastic, fascinating life, and I cannot stress enough how important it really is for you to live your dreams. You will be abundantly blessed also. And then the word he put on there, guarantee. Guarantee that you will be blessed if you live out what you said that you want to do. How awesome is that? This guy is telling you at age 71 what you can do right now. But more rewarding than that is their book he and his wife have. And again, her name is Cindy, has a book called The Academy for Leadership Abilities, the Leadership and Personal Growth Skills Series. And it's the Personal Growth Primer. Volume 1 is what I have in my hand. It says, Positive Youth Leadership is Positive Youth Influence. And you can get this book by going to bookwhirl.com, BookWhirl.com. We're talking about living your dreams. How do I get to that point where I'm living what I am supposed to do, doing what I'm supposed to do? How do I get into that category? Why am I waiting on the sideline, waiting for something when I have everything I need to accomplish what I have to do? You have it. Yes, you do. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you something just for you thinking that you got something. I want you to do it now. Do it again. That is the drum roll for you to get out there and begin to knock on those doors of opportunity for your life and get out there and push into every possible thing that you want to do. I want to test you. I want to take you to the limits. I want you to take a piece of paper out and write down every dream that you ever had that has not come to pass, and write it down. Don't even take a lot of time to think about it and say, this is what I said I wanted to do when I was growing up. I said I wanted to travel here. I said that I wanted to speak here, or I wanted to invent this, write it down on a piece of paper. And when you write it down, categorize it and say, what do I want to do within the next 3 months? Well, you know what? I'm looking at the calendar right now, and it's November the 2nd, and you have approximately 60 days to accomplish some of these things that you have. You need to put it down on paper and figure out how you're going to accomplish this in increments of A, B, C. This is what I want to do. The purpose of this is to get you out of your comfort zone and get you to the places where your dreams come true. Isn't it amazing how you have now still an opportunity for you to make things happen in your life? Well, you say, well, I don't have any money. It doesn't matter. Just write down what you wanted to. They said when the student is ready, the teacher will come. When the project is written down, the money will begin to flow. Can you say, how much money do you want? And you put a figure, how much money do you want, but you put nothing down of what the money is for. Now you're going to need to start putting down, what is this money for? What am I going to do with these riches that I'm asking God for? Do you believe that he can do this? Unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. Okay, I know what you're saying to yourself, but I don't have the faith to do this. I don't like to call people liars, but I'm going to say you are lying, because I'm going to read something to you that I have. Matthew 17 and 20, and it says, Jesus said unto them, of course, he was speaking to his disciples because something happened in the previous verses. They had a situation that came up, and they couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle it. And this is what happens sometimes. You're in a situation that you can't handle it. It seems like you're not adequate enough to do certain things that are confronting you. And then the people that are needing you, that are side by side, they accuse you of not being capable of handling the situation. They might say you're not smart enough, you know, whatever the things they may say, and you have allowed those things to attach to your mind. You have allowed it to attach to your spirit, and it has stifled you, and it has not allowed you to move forward into the places where God has said that you can do, that you can go. Let's go back to verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, they came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falls into the fire and often into the water. This is the symptoms. This is the things that were happening with this lunatic, this spirit that he had. It drove him into places that are so crucial for death, and that's frightening for his father to have experienced these things. And it tells you this was, the Bible said, it was a demon. He was possessed. And the man said, and I brought him. This is a third-party conversation. He said he's talking to Jesus. I had a situation here, and this person screwed me up. They couldn't help me. It says, and I brought him to thy disciples. I brought him to some people that's been hanging around you, and they could not cure him. I'm quite sure if you're around leadership or wherever you are in your place of business, and you might be answering the phone, and sometimes somebody have a critical condition, and you're not giving them the right answers on the phone, the first thing they say, let me talk to a manager. Let me have a supervisor. Because you're not handling my situation. That hurts. That hurts. So somebody want to get somebody else outside of you, and it's your responsibility to take care of it. So the disciples was just startled. And then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? You know, you hate to get your CEO all involved in stuff that he is asking you to do. You know, I want to do it, but the person on the other phone gets so authoritative and said, I don't want to talk to you. Let me talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about. I don't want to hear your dream. I don't want to hear you preach. Let me talk to the pastor. Or let me talk to somebody that's over you that they know what they're talking about. Oh, that's wounding. That hurts you. You know, that hurts. Because now you have allowed them to put you in a position of not believing in who you are and not believing in your dream. Oh, God. It probably happens every day at a church when somebody's singing or somebody's performing, and the person they came to hear, they haven't came yet. So you step up because you're trying to polish your dream. And the audience or those that are listening to you are being so harsh that it hurts you. You know, it used to be a fatal thing that we used to say, sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but your words will never hurt me. That's a lie. You can hit me with a stone. You can throw it and hit me with a thing. And I'll get over that quickly because the wounds of it sometimes doesn't even last as long as the words that are coming out of your mouth. Why do you think there's so many divorces today and relationships not working? It's because those words, the things that you say that come out of your mouth, it's either life or death. You're killing me. You're destroying me. And you don't even know it. So he said, I brought him to thy disciples. The man just said, they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered, and here Jesus comes along with that. And he said, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Bring him to me. He said, and Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Now the disciples are hurt. They're just really feeling bad now. Okay, now Jesus called us out. Wow, you know, that's our friend. That's the one we trust in. Jesus, we know you can do it. So then he called the disciples, Jesus, apart, pulled them aside and said, come on, man, my boys. You know, you've been looking at me do this. You didn't see me accomplish my dreams. You don't walk with me. Why could not we cast him out, Lord? We didn't see you do this. We wanted to be, you know, the big bad boys, the disciples. Why? That was something to, I don't know why I can't seem to accomplish the things I want to do when somebody else know they can see it in me. Why don't I go out and do it? What's holding me back? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. You don't believe. But you think, I do believe. But he said, no, you don't. For verily, I say unto you, if you believe, if you even had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can just say to these situations, to these mountains that you have in your life, remove. You can say to these things that are hindering you from going forth to establish your dreams, you can just speak it out with your mouth. You can say it, remove, get out of my way, hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. It shall move itself. It's a spirit. and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing shall be impossible for you. Live your dreams. Get out there. Get on that roller coaster. Take those challenges. Take those bumps. Oh, you know, you can do it. The Bible say he won't put no more on you than you can bear. Go out there and kick some butts. He believes in you. He wants you to believe in yourself. He wants you to trust him. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. He wants to showcase you. He wants everybody to see, this is mine. I made her. I made him in my likeness, in my image. You are wonderful. You are so special to me. I gave you a gift that nobody else could have. I formed you. I mended you. Every trial that you're going through, I did it purposely that I could bring you out. I gave you the thought that you can soar like an eagle through the storms and through the rain. I did that. I molded you like the potter molds the vessel in his hand. Yes, I did. I gave you the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. I gave you a recipe that you don't have to be anxious for nothing. But if you come to me by prayer, supplication, and with thanksgiving, I'll give you the peace that you can even understand how it is that you're able to do these things under this stiff trial, under the things that you're going through. Then I'll bring you out with flying colors, and your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers would be so impressed with you. But you would come and say, it wasn't me. To God be the glory. Ha! To God be the glory for the things that he has done for us. There's something in you that greatness is calling forth out of you. But you got to be hungry, as Les Brown says. You got to be hungry. You got to want it. Do you want it? How soon do you want it? Are you starving? Are you thirsty? He that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. First, do this first. First, seek God. Seek him. Seek the kingdom. Lay in his arms. Lay there with him like Peter did and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Quick-tempered Peter, ready just to take out his sword and fight, but cowered out. Jesus needed him most. Just simply cowered out. I don't know him. Oh, yes, you do. You was with him. No, I wasn't. And he connects with the man that fed him, that taught him how to fish. He connected eyes with the man that told him, Peter, the devil desire to sift you like wheat, but I declare your faith will not fail you. And the same Peter that was right side by Jesus, that Jesus called him the rock, the same Peter that Jesus already knew, on this rock I was going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The same Peter that after the crucifixion, they had to go find him because he felt so bad. Oh, yeah, Judas hung himself. But I thought Peter must have had some things, too, that he was thinking about. Shoot, Peter's, he said, Judas gone. He did his job. And I'm still here, and I denied him, just like he said. So how can what he said come to pass? Because Jesus went back to get him, because he knew what he said shall not return to him void, but it should accomplish what he meant it to do. That's who you are today. Live your dreams. Do all that you're supposed to do. Become every part of the particle that God has called you to do. Fulfill the time that you allowed it here and fill it well. Be specific. Be measurable. Have a time limit. Let it be yours. Put it in writing. And then walk that dream out and let it manifest. And to those that know you will say, wow, she lived a full life. She enjoyed the things that she was supposed to do. Live your dreams. This is your host for the Pastors for Punch TV studio, Joy Brown. But you can call me Joy in the House. Thank you, and we'll be talking to you another time, another day. Catch me on tomorrow at 3 o'clock Central Time and your time. Whatever time's on your own, just match it up, and we'll again come your way. I love you, and thank you for your listening on today. You be blessed.
To the Lord, a new